Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 9 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast. We are back for another year. We have our usual cast of characters. We got a little bit of a different format this year. We're only going to go two headsets at a time, so we'll have Tony Rhodes joining us here in a little bit. But for right now, welcome back to Rod Brannon, our sponsor and the star of the show. Rod, it's great to have you back another year. How you doing, man?
It's just great to be here, Dan. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Iowa. It's like Chamber of Commerce weather. I'm here at your new studio at, what's this place called?
Called The Standard.
The Standard, yeah. And The Standard's always upheld when you got Tony, Rod, and Dan. Everybody knows that, man. Standard.
For sure. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight. I know I'll let you and Tony talk about some pro sports later. And Tony had a big trip here recently. You got one coming up this weekend, Rod. I'll let you guys talk about that. We'll maybe get into some of the high school sports stuff. I know you're going to miss the Jags game tomorrow night, but of course you've seen them play, you know, their other games. What do you think of the Jags thus far?
Well, I think from week one to week now, so we played 7 games, I've seen just a huge improvement. I mean, think about it. They're 0-2. We won 4 straight. We got beat last week by a good walking Northwest team. But I heard this week that we're down a quarterback, and I think we're down a running back. So, it's going to...
That's not good.
No, and we're playing Polk.
Right.
Who's arguably one of the top 3 teams in the state. So I don't see, I think it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the game, and it's going to be windy and cold, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be in Miami. I kind of hope it rains, and it's kind of crappy out here, you know? But but they've improved a lot, you know? But you look at the Hawks, I mean, they get beat by Dowling, and that's their only blemish of the year. They're really good.
They are, yeah. And I missed the Jags game last week because I was at Ankeny. I was surprised that they didn't beat Northwest. I thought they'd get that one. So did Northwest? Did they kind of control the line on them? Is that what happened?
Well, they controlled the time of possession, and but when I looked at the stats, you know, because I do stats for the Jags, it was pretty close. I mean, they have a really good running back. He's just a sophomore. He had like I had him, not exactly, but maybe 150 on 36 carries. So he carried the ball a lot and had a couple big runs, but they were more physical. You know what? And they were, I think, a better team last week. And Centennial had only 3 penalties, and I think Waukee Northwest had 11. So, they're that.
Well, it's been interesting this year because all the top teams have taken turns knocking each other off. Of course, Dowling beat Ankeny. Ankeny beat Polk, and Polk beat Dowling. And I'm not sure who the best team is.
One of those 3.
Yeah.
It's not Pleasant Valley. It's nobody on that side of the state, and it's nobody over on the other side. The best football is right here in Central Iowa.
Well, that's been proven for many years, yeah.
It's not close. So I think whoever comes out of that the best is going to – you know, I can't tell you who's going to win state. Dowling's improved a lot. I mean, I don't want to play Valley. They're good too. You know, I mean, Ankeny played them to what was a 6-point game?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was 10. I think it ended up being 34-24, if I remember right.
But they're good.
Yeah, they are. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. You know, I wouldn't want to make any predictions.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to make any either, but... best footballs in Central Iowa.
Well, we'll get into the social media stuff later in the broadcast here, but I tweeted earlier in the week because I thought that loss by Centennial would hurt their RPI ranking, but they only dropped from 7th to 8th. I mean, they had a 4-3 record, but they're still considered the number 8 team in the state. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. Obviously, their strength of schedule is showing there.
Well, we've played nobody terrible. I mean, if anybody here on the Rodcast is a big East High Scarlet, I'm not trying to offend you, but I just don't see, you know, that being a very good game at the end of the year. I mean, a couple of years ago, we won 2 games, and it was the night my daughter got married. I missed the game. We played one of the Sioux City schools that was like ranked 9th in the state, and we put 55 on them. I mean, it's the best football is right here in Central Iowa. It's not even close.
Well, if you look at it on paper, you know, you got to figure the Jags are going to lose this week, and then they'll probably win that last game, so they're going to finish 5-4. It'll be interesting to see where they finish in those rankings, because you look at the teams behind them in the rankings, and I could still see them being like 8th or 9th. I mean, they might even get a home game in the first round with a 5-4 record.
Well, it'd be nice. I mean, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, like Waukee Northwestern, I look at them and they're good, you know, but look at Ankeny's schedule. I mean, everybody in this conference has a tough schedule unless you're in the Metro or Ames or somebody like that. I mean, every week's a battle. Yeah. It's like, my God, it's, you know, I thought we'd beat Northwest too, but they're good.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how Savvy's Poke looks tomorrow night, because a few weeks ago when Ankeny beat them, they didn't have Abu Sama, and that was a big factor, obviously, in the loss for Poke. And, you know, we'll see how they do tomorrow night. I mean, that night they didn't look like one of the two or three best teams. I mean, Ankeny beat them, what, 31-14?
Yeah.
But they're clearly one of the top two or three teams.
Well, I'm hearing that Centennial's without their quarterback and their running back tomorrow night. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but we're going to see a lot of the Miller kid tomorrow night. He's a Jags guy. He's kind of a special player, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really good. Good defensively. He's just like a blue collar kid, you know. Probably going to win their lunchbox thing this year.
Well, you talk about the quarterbacks, boy, Trenton Smith. I mean, and how much progress the Jags have made this year. I mean, that kid, he's improved so much from the first game. I mean, it's incredible some of the games he's had.
He's really, I've done games and he's like 15 for 20. I mean, he's really, I think I've never seen a kid improve that much from week one to week six, me personally. I mean, I've seen teams improve, but he's a tough kid. But it's, you know, this, look at the talent in this city, though. I mean, it's just loaded. If this was one school, I mean, seriously, nobody'd be close. We'd kill them all.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
Kill them. We'd even be close.
Well, I'm impressed that the Pizzettis are passing the ball as much as they have, because I've been going through some of the old records. I'm putting together the all-time football team, and you look at some of those teams from the past, like, you know, even like from 10, 15 years ago, and the starting quarterback who was maybe All-State, he maybe passed for like, you know, 600 yards in a whole season. It's like...
Yeah, I tell you, like, it's a nightmare when you start passing it all the time. It's pretty easy when you do stats when they're running, because it's like, oh, there's 4 yards and 3 yards. And then, yeah, but it's they're airing it out, you know. But they have to. It, you know, I think it's really cool that they're doing it. And, you know, Ankeny's had a phenomenal passing game down there. You know, JJ, what's he, a 4-star recruit?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Going to Iowa State. I mean, when's the last time we had a 4-star recruit from Ankeny?
Never. I mean, he's now considered the highest recruit that Iowa State's ever had. I mean, he's considered like top 30 or 40 by some services.
Wow.
I mean, that's just unheard of around here.
You know, which blows my mind, nothing against JJ, but I think Alan Lazard was probably the best player I've ever seen in the CIML, me personally. And Andy Brodell was right there too, but JJ to come in at a 4-star, that's, and he, I guess every 7-on-7 this summer, he tore it up. Which is real. It's neat. It's neat seeing like local kids do well, and his parents are good people.
Oh yeah, well, it's been fun to watch that Patton kid play. I know you've only seen the one game against Centennial, but you know, he's supposed to be a safety at the next level, and so this year they were planning to play him at safety and maybe use him on offense a little bit. But he's been so good on offense that now they've kind of flipped it, and he's more of a receiver than a safety.
He's just a special kid, yeah. Man. He's really good, really good. You know.
Well, I know you don't, follow maybe some of the other high school sports that closely, but it's been a good year for like the Ankeny and Centennial volleyball teams. I was just at the Centennial volleyball game the other night. They had a big win against Waukee Northwest, and it's always fun to cover the volleyball here in town. We're going to have at least probably two teams at state this year, maybe three, because Ankeny Christian even has a good team.
Yeah.
So it's fun to cover.
I don't know, but do we cover Ankeny Christian on Ankeny Fanatic?
We do on occasion when they do something really good. I mean, we don't do it on a regular basis because we just don't have the time or the resources. But, you know, when they have a really good team, like their baseball team last summer, we covered all their games in the postseason, and we'll probably do that for volleyball.
You know, this is seriously what I like about your format, Dan. I mean, I didn't know that. Okay, I'm a Hawks, Jags guy, and I know people that go there. But that's what people don't realize is when the Press Citizen decided, "Hey, the Des Moines, we're done with this." Then all of a sudden, Dan steps up, starts covering all the local sports, whether it's cross country, track, you know, football, baseball, basketball, volleyball,
bowling.
Bowling, yeah, bowling. Bowling. Is there one bowling team, though?
Right, it's a combined team, yeah.
What about
one town, one bowling team.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
One town, one bowling, yeah.
I have a...
So what about... does Ankeny Christian have kids that play on their bowling team, too?
I suppose they could if they wanted to, because they don't have their own. So usually, if they have a kid that wants to play a sport that they don't have, they can come to Ankeny or Centennial. Yeah.
But that's what's cool about this. I mean, Dan covers everything. He's everywhere. And when he's not there, his buddy's there, you know, covering stuff, taking pictures. We're just so lucky to have something like Ankeny Fanatic in Ankeny because, you know, if you didn't have it, you'd have no press. You'd have no... You wouldn't have an athlete of the week. You wouldn't have any of this stuff. And it's just so awesome that that the people with Cyclone Fanatic decided to branch off and make Ankeny Fanatic because without them, your kids would have no coverage. And I think it's the coolest thing in the world. And you work so hard. I've taken pictures of you at basketball games. Hardest working man in Iowa. You know, sometimes it's Tony Rhodes because he's got a pretty tough job.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have to eat carpet where he works. But here's the bottom line. Dan is everywhere. And if Dan's not there, who's there, Dan?
Drew Wolf.
Drew Wolf. Yeah. If Dan can write, this guy is like the Picasso of photos, man.
He is, man. He takes great photos.
I didn't know him very well, but 6 years ago, he got my son on 7 consecutive shots, throwing one down at Ames. And I'm sitting, you can see me sitting in the stands with Red and my buddy Bup, Jeff King. And I told my daddy, this one's going down. And he threw it down over the kid that plays for Iowa now. You know, maybe the best athlete Ames has had in a long time next to, well, maybe he's really good athlete, you know. But walked on to Iowa and he's starting and he's really good.
Oh, Joe Evans?
Oh, my God. He was good at everything.
Oh, you're talking about
Joe Evans, oh my God.
Plays football, right.
Oh, yeah. Football, basketball, he was...
Am I coming?
Yeah, he led him in tackles, was our quarterback.
Right.
Was All-State, I think, in track, and was an all-conference basketball player. I mean, I'll tell you that, right? That kid, all-around athlete, good as I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Elkhart.
Tony's coming in from Elkhart tonight. He's up at Kippy's tonight. he's getting ready for that big Bears game tonight. Well, Bears Commanders.
We'll get Tony on here in a few minutes. But just one quick note on Ankeny Christian, since we did bring him up. We're going to have the prep of the week on one of their stud volleyball players this week. She actually leads the entire state in aces. She has 92 through like 30 some matches.
It's so cool. I love it, you know. And you know, maybe next year I'm going to sponsor next year I'm going to do an Ankeny Christian one. I got some Hawks. I got some Jags. Let's throw some Ankeny Christian in there.
There you go. Well, Rod has been one of our biggest sponsors from day one, and we really appreciate all he's done for us. And, of course, he sponsors the Rodcast. We have a lot of fun with this. So, we couldn't be where we are today without, you know, sponsors like Rod Brannon.
There's a lot of good people in Ankeny that just love the kids, like to see them, you know, have a... I guess a voice, you know, and you guys do such a good job. And I'm not sure, like, trying to pat Dan on the back here, but I mean, he's everywhere. I mean, we'll go out to like a concert at Woolies, and Dan can't go because Dan's
right. I got to work, man.
He's covering. He's covering like stuff that not all of us go to, you know. But these kids are, you know, they're fun. They're just great. Great athletes in this town. And I'll tell you what else. You ever go to show choir, it's unbelievable too. I mean, the amount of talent in this town is just off the charts.
It is. Yep. Well, hey, before I let you guys talk some pro sports and your trips and everything, let's get into the social media thing. So, but I have a little bit of a rant to go on, and I know you do too. So I'll let you go first. What did you want to say about social media tonight?
Well, you know, people who listen to the Rodcast tonight, you're probably an Iowa State, an Iowa, or a UNI fan. Well, not long ago, Kirk Ferentz wouldn't let his kids talk on wouldn't have a Twitter account, because I know the Kluver kid signed out like, see you later, and then he came back. He's got this really kind of a fun thing called washed up walk-ons.
Right.
I love watching it. And I can see why, because about 5 years ago, my son Jackson, who played here, says, oh my God, Dad, did you see what they said about Riley? We're talking about Riley Moss. Well, did the kid lose a track event his senior year?
No.
Okay, this kid's a cornerback in a Power 5 conference, and he's a freshman, and maybe some guy beat him, which if you're a cornerback, you're going to probably get beat 6 out of 10 times.
It happens.
Yeah, because they know where they're going. And I said, I cannot believe people will say this about student athletes. And it just made me sick to my stomach. And I tweeted a couple things back to him. And then a couple of years, like last year, he won the defensive back of the year.
Right.
And I tweeted back to these people, how did that age for you? And two of the three goes, you know, I was so ashamed of what I said, you know. But it's so easy to sit behind a keyboard, behind, you know, like maybe I'm like Finn Fan 13. Maybe I'm that, you know. Maybe I make something up. I'm a Dolphins fan. I like Marino. Maybe I'm Finn Fan 13. Maybe I'm talking to Link, who's like this University of Pittsburgh fan that wants to spout off on people. It's all a true story, by the way. Okay, it's really easy to hide behind a fake name and say bad things. And I've seen it on, I think this Barstool stuff, the people that invent it are genius because they're making a ton of money. But it's terrible. I saw terrible things said about J.J. Cole and his family because people are cute. I've seen terrible things said about Jaguar kids. And I've seen a lot of negativity directed towards you, like you're some Jaguar homer. And I know for a fact you're not. I know you cover everything. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I went to Ankeny, graduated from Ankeny. My kids, I had one daughter graduate from Ankeny, two from Centennial. I didn't move. I lived in the same house I've lived in since they built the school. So I root for my children. But if I have friends that played South or at Ankeny Christian, like when Ben Lyon was there, I root for them. I go to their games. It's the truth. And people want to hide and say terrible things, especially on Barstool. And I'm going to be honest, every time somebody puts one on now, I just go in and I flag them for being offensive, being sexual in nature. I don't care. I just, boom. They got to stop it. And I tell you, kids read that stuff, and it's really hard on kids. I wouldn't want to be a child today. I mean, I got on Twitter because when my son Jackson was playing, which he graduated in 2018, that not that long ago, it was kind of new to me. So I got Twitter so I could see, like, what's Grant DeMolinaire doing at Des Moines Christian? Excuse me, at Des Moines Christian. No, it's not. Grandview Christian.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's Isaac Pruden at Des Moines Christian? What's Willie Tunks doing here? Look, like, I would follow all these teams because we knew all these kids that played. And it was great. And then I started following, like, my favorite Cubs writers and Dolphin writers and stuff like that. And then I saw all the hatred there. I can tell you on my Twitter, I've never put one hate thing out in my life. I might complain about a Chief fan once in a while or something like that, because that's the worst place to ever watch a football game if you're an opposing fan.
Let that go sometime.
No, I'm not going to ever let it go. I'll just tell you, I've been with Tony to two of the three Vikings. He's been to all four Vikings teams. There's four, actually, because they played in the Minnesota one year. I didn't go that one. But I've been to Metropolitan. I've been to Metrodome. And I've been to U.S. Bank. Fans are great. Packers fans, great. I've been to New York to the Jets fans, the team I hate the most. Their fans are pretty nice. Kansas City fans are mean. They're mean. But I'm telling you, there's nothing more mean than putting something negative on social media and calling somebody out when you have a fake name. And when they say that you're some Jaguar or whatever, it's like, dude, man, I haven't seen Dan at two games on the sidelines. He's covering everything. He's covering your kids. And you guys want to hammer on him. And you know what? And it's just not them. The Centennial kids do it too. It's Barstool needs to go away. They need to like make it illegal because it's hateful, it's mean, and it's everything ill-spirited in the world. And it just pisses me off more than anything. I mean, it makes me more mad than watching Skylar Thompson play this weekend. There.
Yeah. Well, I can echo some of those thoughts. I was planning to go on a little bit of a rant tonight, and I'm going to soften it down a little bit. I was actually at the volleyball game at Centennial the other night, and I did realize that we have this Ankeny Fanatic banner that hangs in the Centennial gym that says, you know, Jags all day, every day. And I didn't even realize that we had that banner there. And so I can understand why, if you're from the South Side, you would be a little annoyed by that, because I'm pretty sure we don't have one in the Ankeny gym that says Hawks all day, every day. And the reason for that is, if you don't know, our owner, he has some ties to Centennial. His daughters went to Centennial. He's good friends with the Pizzettis, you know, so he's been a big sponsor of both schools, but he probably has done a couple extra things for Centennial, but that's his right. He's a business owner, you know, just like you, Rod. I mean, you don't make any bones about it. You're a Jaguar guy, and you're going to do more for them probably than you do for the Hawks, but you have supported both schools over the years.
Yeah, I even told the girls basketball coach this year, you know, on top of everything else, I'm on your poster. I'm going to sponsor a male, you know, so I sponsor five sports. I've got 3 north, 2 south. I can't go 2.5, 2.5. I'd like to go 6-6, but you know, 3. But it's expensive, people, to cover your kids. It's not done for free. So people like me and these other people do it to sponsor your children. Okay, and I mean I want everybody to do well. I really do. You know. Yeah, I got a little bit of a tie. I mean, you know, but there's people I love. I mean, like, I like Coach Ballvance a lot. I mean, I love Drew McAnally a lot. You know, they're my friends. I don't know the other coaches as well. We don't have a friendship. Mm-hmm. But those guys are my friends, and I like them. And I'm loyal. I support my friends, you know?
Well, and you mentioned Drew, and this is probably the best example that I can give where – I can tell people, you know, when Ankeny and Centennial play each other, I don't root for either side. I don't care who wins. I don't have a dog in the fight. I mean, I played for Ankeny back in the day, but it's not really the same Ankeny that we all went to. And my kid went to Centennial, but he didn't play sports, so that's not a factor. But last winter, Drew got his first win ever against Centennial. Now, that was a great story, and they did it in thrilling fashion. And I root for a good story. So I was happy for him. I was happy for the program. And that's good for the rivalry, the fact that they beat him for the first time ever. So if I was rooting for anybody that night, I mean, I was rooting for Ankeny.
You know what? Scott DeYoung's going to hate you for it, too. But you know what? I was rooting for Drew, too. Yeah. Nothing against the Ankeny kids. But when I watched them and I watched him hug the Myers girl, I took 2 really great photos of them hugging. And I sent it to both of them. And Drew said, "That's really cool, Rod. Thanks." You know, I mean, and you know what? He's got a good team. He's going to be good this year.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That guard that night, unbelievable game she had.
Oh, yeah. You know? That was the game of her life, yeah.
Was that a great game, though?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so there's people that say I'm just this Jaguar. I'm not. I love your kids, but people that I have relationships with, I'm closer to. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, if they're my friends, they're my friends, you know. But I support all the kids. I mean, and I'm huge. This is nothing that Ankeny Fanatic covers. But I'm a huge dance team sponsor. Okay? They're not in the Ankeny, you know, Ankeny Fanatic. But I'm telling you, 2 great dance teams. 2 great dance coaches. So Ankeny High School... their head coach danced with my daughter, Taylor at Iowa State. Phenomenal girl. She was the dance coach at Pleasant Valley. I went over 2 years ago to watch Pleasant Valley play because my nephew was 4th in the state in tackles, played for Pleasant Valley. Now she's Ankeny's head dance coach, and her assistant is Faith Brooks, who went to Ankeny and danced with my daughter, Taylor, at Iowa State again, and she's there. So I love supporting, I guess I'm going to call them the arts, the dance team. So
well, good for you.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and people have no idea how hard dance team girls work because it's 24/7, 365. Boom, the dance team. Shout outs for y'all there.
All right. Well, this is the last thing that I'll say about the social media thing, and then I'm going to hand my mic off to Tony and let you guys talk some other stuff. But the other times that I actually cheered for the Hawks was like back in the early days of the rivalry, and I was working for the Register and Press Citizen at the time. But, you know, Centennial kind of dominated the early days of that rivalry, whether it was football, boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling. I mean, they seemed to have the best athletes. And so they kind of dominated. And that wasn't fun to cover because, you know, you were writing the same stories all the time. So even back in those days, I was kind of hoping, you know, Ankeny needs to win some of these games to kind of make it a rivalry. And eventually they did. And now it's a good rivalry. And it's healthy. But, yeah, some of this unhealthy stuff we don't need.
No, it's a great rivalry. And what sport aren't they, like, really good at? I mean, seriously, I mean, basketball, football, baseball, softball. I mean, they're just good at everything. I mean, if you put this team together, I mean, I pity Dowling, I pity Valley, I pity them all because we'll kill them. Phenomenal athlete, and their talent here is so good. But parents invest so much time in their children with, you know, AAU sports and private lessons. I mean, it's a huge advantage to be, I think, in a fluent community like Ankeny, because our kids really probably get the best of the best. I believe that. And it shows, you know. It didn't take long. I mean, look at Waukee and Waukee Northwest right now. I mean, you know, I think Waukee's going to be pretty good next year.
Oh, yeah.
They got Omaha back. And that guy's a Rhodes Scholar. He's been like, how many schools he been at now? Yeah.
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 Well, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I am going to hand my mic off, but I will remind people that we cover both schools. We try to do it fairly and equally, and it doesn't cost anything. You can read our content on the site. We pay for our site through advertisers like Rod, so it doesn't cost anything. If you don't like it, you're welcome to move on and just ignore it. If you don't like what I tweet, there's this thing that's called an unfollow button. If you hit that, then you won't see my tweets, and then you won't have anything to come back at me at. So there you go. So I'm going to hand my mic off.
Bingo, man.
So I'm going to hand my mic off to Tony and let you guys talk some pro sports.
Well.
Am I sitting in the same spot?
So we're in an airplane. Tony just took the co-pilot seat right now. I picked a really bad day to quit sniffing glue, Tony.
All right. So if I sit in this chair, it's not the chair. You can hear me?
Leslie Nielsen just took over.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, can you hear me? I hear you great. Can you hear me talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, it's BS if you're taking any crap. And I'll just want to add, you do a great job. If I sense you were favoring one or the other, I'd be the first to tell you. So, I don't.
He's Mr. Neutral.
I don't understand where people... People have their own issues in their life, if that's what's, they have time to preach shit like that. So
it's. But you know what? It's how people are.
Well,
it's disgusting.
But it comes down to what you guys have both touched on. It's like you're hiding behind some kind of fake name or whatever. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
But Barstool needs to be outlawed.
Or policed them,
yeah,
or something, anyway,
and it goes both ways. That's not just me being one-sided. I've seen some terrible things put about really good people, and it makes me mad. Because if they put that about my son out, I know what I'd do. I'd go find who they were.
Yeah.
By the way, Link is a really bad person.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, I think he's a bad man. He was at University of Pittsburgh in the beginning days of, what the heck was that stuff called back then?
Forums.
The forums. And he,
the Panther Lair.
The Panther Lair, oh my God.
Yeah, something like that.
And he like said something about Paul Rhodes I didn't like, and I said, hey, by the way, I'll be at the next game. Finn Fan 13, and we're in the Marino jersey. Come find me.
You're one of 500 people or something.
Well, he didn't find me though, and I had my Dan Marino Pittsburgh jersey. I wore it proudly too, by the way. Rob, I may have met Dan Marino that night too. It was kind of special.
So I also want to compliment Rod. You, what you said earlier, that was good stuff about just all the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial stuff and being a support to so many sports and arts and whatever you want to call them, dance teams. So
thanks.
I was very impressed listening to you. You can tell when you're speaking from the heart, and you were. So that's cool.
I want kids here to excel.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't have to be. It's sports and jeepers, creepers. Let's get a grip, people.
You know.
And if somebody tweets something about somebody else, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen?
You know, you're so right. I've got this group text with the boy band. We're gonna just call it the boy band. And there's several of us in it, 10, and you know, I get a little pissy sometimes because I like my sports like anybody else, and I don't like my teams to lose. But this week, my sister Kelly, who's a school teacher, she's 56 years old, found out 2 years ago she has stage 4 breast cancer. And she kind of dodged the first bullet with some stuff, and it came back. Well, she's had 3 straight great scans. One was yesterday, and I group text, hey, this one's the internet today because... You know, I get a little worked up over sports, but what really matters is people's health and things like that. And I said, I'm going to give a shot to my sister Kelly, who happens to be a Packers fan. I have no idea that happened. You know, she could love the Dolphins. She could go to South Beach in the winter, but no, she likes Lambo. But you know what? Good for her. She got a little pissy a couple years ago because she went to a Vikings game and they missed a field goal, and someone said, must be the wind. They were indoors. I thought it was really funny, by the way. Yeah. She goes, they were so mean to me. I go, wow. That's mean?
Yeah.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see the tweets. But, that's what's really important. And what's also really cool about life is, like, going back to Ankeny. So Dan graduated in 83, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 80. Tony's 81. So what's really super cool is making these relationships. So Tony and I have been friends forever since the Best Western days. And his dad yesterday turned 95 years old.
Yes, he did.
So this is for Cecil Rhodes, who's actually one of the most unbelievable human beings I've ever met in my life. A great coach, 95 years old. And you know what? If he got on the phone today, he'd still know my name.
Yeah.
I love me some Cecil. And so that was like my little group text yesterday. I sent a picture of me and Cecil out. He was eating a Frosty. He loves his Frosties, doesn't he?
Yes, he did. He didn't have one yesterday, but yes, he did.
He's got a coupon. What's he get, a free Frosty?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, remember those?
On his car keys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We may have gone to Arkansas a time or two with Cecil, and he may have gone with me to Toledo once, too. Yep. But, I'm blessed because I'm kind of like going on, but like, I saw both my parents. My dad's 86. My mom's 83. My dad will say, so Rod, what's Centennial got this year? But my dad doesn't like traveling to the away games with me. So he goes up every week to whoever playing in Ankeny. So what was funny was during the pandemic, my dad said, Rod, where are we at tonight? I told him we were somewhere on the road. He says, well, I think I'm going to go to the Ankeny game. I said, well, you can't go, Dad. No, we weren't. No, I take that back. We had a bye because Roosevelt canceled. So I just said, I'm taking the night off. So my boy man says, like, what are you doing? I said, I take a picture of my feet, my dog, my grandson, the TV. Tony texts me, Rod, your dad's at the game. I told my dad, you can't go to the game. You have to have a mask. You can't go. So Red shows up. Somebody knows him. Red, what are you doing? I'm going to go to the game. You have a wristband? No. They give my dad a wristband. He comes in, no mask. So Tony goes, Rod, your dad's at the game. I call my mom. Where's Dad? He went to the game. I said, he can't go to the game. My mom goes, I told him he couldn't go to that damn game, but he didn't listen to me. So Red, he roots for everybody. He's an Ankeny guy. I mean, you know, when they built our stadium there, some of the dirt work may have been done with county funds. Dad just took care of people. It was one town back then. And, you know, but, you know, obviously when my son played, he was kind of a little more of a Jaguar fan. But, You know, Tony gets it. I mean, you know, Tony, all three of his kids went to Ankeny. I had one that went to Ankeny, two that went to Centennial. I mean, and we didn't move. You know, I mean, I'd never move for my kid to play somewhere. That's just me, you know. But you know, as he mentioned, Dan does such a good job covering all the sports. I mean, he covers stuff. Like bowling. I mean, I love bowling. I've been with the bowling coaches since Mike Mullins had both. He was double dipping it, by the way. He that was a hell of a deal for him, just in case you wondered. I saw Mike at Walgreens today, by the way. Yeah. My Mike Mullins. He was a double bowling coach. So he got a double dip, and he got, talk about a deal. That was the best gig ever to be a coach. Sorry, Mike. You got paid a lot of money for coaching bowling. Yeah, and you got girls and boys both schools, man. Yeah. I said, Mike. What my favorite though was, so we were bowling a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, and our coach said that we had some tough conditions. So I thought to myself, are they bowling outside? Are there hecklers in bowling? But Dan, because Dan knows his sports, told me that the oil on the lanes wasn't, remember that, Tony?
I do.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And Tony's nephew bowled.
Yeah.
Jake.
Josh
Macklin. Josh, yeah. Josh Macklin.
Apparently the selective lanes of the oil, is that a home?
It varies from one lane to the next.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, Dan's got the Elkhart microphone right now.
But who knew? If I didn't have Ankeny Fanatic, I wouldn't know about that. No. That's what people don't realize. They cover everything.
I know. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing that he can, you know, he spreads himself thinner than like peanut butter, man. Yeah. I mean, he's just everywhere.
And you kind of expect kids to tweet out this or that. I mean, hell, we were in high school. Think of some of the things we did. But what disappoints me is when you find out maybe it was a parent or adult that is posting some of this or tweeting. Yeah, it's like, come on, what kind of role model are you?
You know,
it's really disappointing.
It's that
like Dan said earlier, don't read it.
It's hard to be a kid. It's hard. If these kids see it.
Yeah.
Somebody says something bad about a kid, you know?
Anyway.
If I say something bad about a kid, you can take me out and just beat me. I'm just telling you right now. Except really? I won't do it. No, not kids. Oh. I didn't even So let's talk some sports, man. So my buddy Tony, his wife Jana, who's a saint. Everybody knows Jana's like the coolest chick ever. Really nice, second best to Kathy and Dan's wife, of course, Jan. She's like right up there. But she's been trying to get Tony to go overseas forever. But Tony's brother was a college football coach, and so Tony would take a lot of his vacation time to go watch Paul play it. Idaho Grove College of the, you know, from when he's at Pacific to Utah State to, that was Utah State, Pacific, it doesn't matter, all over the place. So Jana goes, let's go to London. Well, what got him to go to London was the Vikings.
Yeah.
And he went to the Vikings game, and we're all still wondering if the jukebox sales have diminished since Tony's been there, because he's kind of a jukebox. But tell us about your trip to London.
Well, that's cool. We're looking at a dog with three legs. Did you see that?
That's a cockadoodle or something like that.
Anyway.
You know what they call that dog? Tripod.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure that's appropriate, but okay.
Well, three legs.
I know. I got you. That's pretty cool, though. A dog is adapted. As have we with the Elkhart mic. I had fun in London. The stadium was Tottenham. It wasn't at Wembley. It was Tottenham, which is also where the Packers and Giants played last weekend. And it seats about 60,000. It's a beautiful stadium. You have to ride you can ride a train or taxi or Uber, obviously, but we rode a sub to the Seven Sisters drop off, and then you got to mind the gap, people, when you get off. Now, mind that gap, and then you you walk about 20 to 25 minutes to the stadium, so it was pretty cool. You're just walking with a bunch of other NFL fans wearing every jersey you'd ever imagine. So you would have seen that. If you go over there, you see all 32 teams. And now there's plenty of Vikings and Saints fans there, but yeah, it was a, I wouldn't call it an awesome game, but it was a competitive and great, you know.
It was a good game.
I was a little disappointed with the Vikings kicking field goals all the time. But anyway, we had a great time, great weather. It was a win, you know, last second win, so to speak.
Double doinker off that upright, man.
Right in front of, on our end, and then the walk back to the subway station and seeing all the, you're walking through different neighborhoods of that area and some different ethnic stores, and it was just cool to experience that whole thing.
Did you go to Pioneer by any chance?
No.
Okay.
But we did all the other London things for the most part, and I recommend, if you get a chance, to go there. We did the double-decker bus the first day, which gives you a chance to see the city, and then, let's come back here, let's come back there. We didn't plan it that way, but it turned out that...
Isn't that the best sometimes, though?
Smart move, yeah. Just kind of see where you want to go. Saw a place, and then one of our stopping places at the end of each night was a little bar by our hotel where I would fill the jukebox with pounds. and let the people know what some good music was.
Any John Cougar?
Some Hidden Treasures. We did play some Crumbling Down, yeah. I played a lot of ELO. I played a lot of English stuff, just watch the crowd.
What about the young man from Pioneer? Did you play any of his?
Who?
B. Elton.
Oh, that from Pioneer. Yes, we did play some Elton.
Elton's from Pioneer, England.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah.
I had a nice little bartender named Bavlina.
Bavlina?
No, after the B, Bavlina. And she had a very thick English accent. She was a sweetheart, and she loved our coming in there every night. But anyway, yeah, I had a great six, seven days in England. And that's a long flight, folks, back and forth. But
was it longer than like going to Chicago and going by the Cubs bar and not spending 12 hours there?
What was that? What's that reference to?
Maybe our trip to New Orleans.
Oh, you're talking about in the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot fun. It was a lot funner than not going to New Orleans, yeah.
I think Dan went by.
I got to see New Orleans play, but I didn't.
I think Dan walked by that too, didn't you, Dan?
I did.
Yeah. It's quite a bar.
So that is part of the reason why I'm not going with you, because I've been gone from work so much. I'm not going with you this weekend, which I normally would have, to the Vikings-Dolphins game, which you're leaving for in the morning. And you're seeing two of the top quarterbacks in the league, as far as I'm concerned. Skylar Thompson versus Kirk Cousins.
You know, but everybody wants to pick on Kirk, but last year, like 30-something TDs, three picks. I mean, the guy is really good. He's got the best receiver in the NFL in Jefferson. He's got, I'm hooked on a Thielen.
One of the best.
They got a great running back.
Yeah.
You know, Miami was 4-point favorites 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, they lose Tua, they lose Bridgewater. They're I'm not making excuses, but they're down a lot of people. They're down a lot. So I want to put this in the broadcast tonight. What I want to do is, Tony does not gamble for money or fame, but I'm going to make a gambling wager here.
What is it?
So I'm going to bet the Dolphins.
Vikings lose 100?
No, you bet the Vikings.
Yeah.
After I get back, the loser has to wear the other team's jersey to the Clipper on Thursday nights.
That sounds good. And the other person might get their yard decorated.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that too, but it wasn't nearly as bad as watching your quarterback get destroyed. But anyway, bottom line is, it's going to be a good game. I'm going to be in Miami with Mike Kelly. If anybody knows Dave Kissinger, it's his former son-in-law.
And Jackson.
And my son Jackson. And we're going to go down and it was really kind of cool. I got a call from the Dolphins today, for no bullshit aside. And they called me and they said, sir, we noticed you have tickets, but no parking pass. I said, well, I actually have a yellow parking pass now, which is right across from the stadium.
Was that Danny that called you?
It wasn't Danny the Dolphin. He's been
was
gone.
Was it Ace Ventura?
It could have been a pet. But it's pretty cool that they know. And we're going to be in this thing called the Lexus Club, which I'm kind of stoked about. It's between the 30s. And it's you can get in 2 hours for game time.
Kind of ironic. You're in your 60s and you're between the 30s.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. But I'd like to be in the 72 Club, but those seats are like $3,000 a piece. That's where they valet park and stuff. It's like where Ankeny Fanatic people go with their big money. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I love going to sporting events, but I can honestly tell you, you know, Tony went to London. He saw a win. And when you win, even if it's a bunch of field goals or whatever, and you see a guy doink one off two uprights, you walk out with this euphoria that's like, oh my God, this was so awesome. But if you go to a game, it's like watching your kids play. You Fanatic people here, it's like hit and miss. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I love going to concerts.
I didn't know the segue coming here.
Because, is it a segue?
No.
Anyway, the thing about concerts though is, you go to a concert and you walk out always feeling good, unless you see Ronnie Millsap.
Wow. You had to bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah. But Tony doesn't do social media like me, so I like
you. That was disappointing.
I usually Google them first to see how terrible they sound.
Yeah.
And he's...
I would have gone anyway, thinking that, oh, that was just a bad night.
Yeah.
Ronnie doesn't sound real good anymore.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I just got back from a trip to Atlanta I saw my buddy Andy Crawford, who's been on here, one of my high school friends, because we're all pretty close. He's in our group of 10, and I just saw a phenomenal Elton John concert. You know, one of the best ever. He sounded great.
Rubber stamp.
He really sounded great.
Rubber stamped that.
But there were 73,000 people at this concert in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
That's impressive.
And for those of you who are big Elton fans, the guy's kind of a prima donna, and he likes things going his way. And I'm there, and I even sent pictures of it. And Tony goes, "Where's everybody at?" They had this monster rainstorm in Atlanta that shut their MARTA down. I mean, it was terrible. And I'm there, and I'm thinking, "Oh my God, there's like 15% of the people here." And he's going to start at 8:00. And when he says 8:00, by 8:02, he's got his fat butt on that bench. And he'll play for 3 hours, but Tony says he does it because he doesn't get up and move around. But anyway, he does. And they held the concert up for 45 minutes, which I couldn't believe. So people got in, and he said, "Hey, I just want y'all to know, I'm sorry we didn't start on time, but I want people to get here." And
that was cool.
And he gave us still 2 hours and 47 minutes of pure joy. But I'm gonna tell you right now, as much fun as I had singing some Tiny Dancer, if somehow we can squeak one out this week in Miami, I might just have a little smile on me.
Well, you're only like 3-point underdogs. It's not like we're...
No, I know. I know. Digit. Hey, I know.
You got to... You have a good football team or you don't.
Well, I think our team's really good. And I think your team's good. You guys won four straight.
We're kind of living by a good life right now, but we're 4-1, and I'm not mad about that.
Well, you think about it.
I think we've only won three. We won our first game and then lost to got pelted by the Eagles. Then we won three in a row.
Well, the Eagles are pretty good. I think they got lucky the other night.
Yeah, well, maybe, but they're good. They're a good team.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I love NFL, and you know, we're in baseball now. I'm not going to lie; I'm a huge Cub fan. Tony's a Reds fan. I was actually rooting for the Cardinals. I really was. Pujols is doing good, and Tony even says, "You know what? I'm getting old in my old age." I was even kind of rooting for him.
Yeah, but that makes one of us root for the Cardinals.
Well, I did root for him.
And it ain't me.
I did root for him. But Dan, I can't figure this out. Like, why is baseball? Why did the Yankees play? Then they have a day off. When they know the weather's inclement, why don't they just move that game up? They're already there. So they lose a game today. And they're going to be playing. I mean, can you imagine if the Twins are playing in November?
Do you remember... Bruce Springsteen, sax player, and Clemens?
Yeah, Clarence Clemens, yeah. Phenomenal. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite songs is Seventh Avenue Freeze Out. When the big man joined the band. You remember that line, Tony?
Coors Light started.
Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah. Well, I had a Coors Light. Dan's drinking something called a Monk's Cafe.
Yeah, he's got, you know, he's snotty.
And you know what? People don't realize it, but the person that actually made this is, I Googled it when I was sitting here before we started, is Thelonious Monk's grandchild, who's one of the best jazz musicians ever. That's why it's called Monk's Cafe.
Dan, for the record, Blue Moon's everywhere over there in London, and then...
They put oranges in it?
No. No, I didn't order one, so I can't say, verify that yes or no. But what's a myth is people, there's some friends of mine said, what are you going to do? You can't find macaroni and cheese. Well, there's Italian places everywhere. I had tons of macaroni. And if you look hard enough, you can find a Mountain Dew, too.
You know,
you just got to go to the right store.
I knew that was happening, but.
No. Not any place I went, like my favorite bar that we were they had straight Budweiser, no Bud Light. So, because they have a Budweiser plant over there. So, yeah, pretty much every place has Budweiser. So that was, and I'm telling you, the Budweiser over there, the unleaded, leaded? It tasted good.
So,
I'm so used to drinking Bud Light, but I had some different beers over there.
So, I don't know if this happened to you, but before the pandemic hit, I went to Ireland. We have some friends at Tonks's who we met through AAU Sports. And we went to see Elton John in Ireland. It just was a good excuse to go there, and they went.
How do you sound?
He's phenomenal.
Okay.
Some of my worst seats ever. I was towards the back of the house that night. But, yeah, it was fun. But what was really unique about Ireland was whatever bar you went to, if you drank that beer, like a Schmidt's, they would give you a glass that said Schmidt's. If you got a Guinness. So finally I said, I'm going to mix them up. I'm going to go with Coors Light. I have a picture of a Coors Light glass. Every glass was whatever you're drinking. It was amazing. I was just amazed by it. And speaking of your mac and cheese.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
But you didn't take it with you or anything. They just gave it to you.
They gave you the glass of the beer you were drinking. But it's pretty amazing that they did. And then Kathy and we went to some place, and Kathy, at least if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, they found this place that had the best nachos ever. Whoever liked nachos in Ireland. But they loved it, so we had to go there twice to get their nachos.
Yeah, you can find stuff about it.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
But yeah, but Did you have any authentic English food?
Fish and chips, baby.
That's very authentic.
What was funny was we got there late our first night in, and we were running around looking for some place to eat. Of all places, there was a little Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's what we had right before we went to. We had to eat something.
Was it finger looking good though?
Yeah. It was good.
How many spices they have in it? You know.
I don't know.
Is it 11, Dan?
I don't know.
11 herbs and spices?
I don't know about that.
Google me on it.
It was a little different, but it was fine. It hit the spot.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about traveling, you know. And we're gonna have an Ankeny Fanatic Boys Club travel thing coming up soon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not this year at the Final Four. It's a year from now. Is that in Phoenix?
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to go down. We're going to see Robin Bambi Leg Shaw down there. And since the last broadcast.
Officially Fawn Legs.
Fawn Legs, yeah. But since the last broadcast, we all did a pretty big bike ride.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Went to Slater to Madrid, to Woodward, and back.
Yeah.
I've never been across the bridge before. That's pretty cool. I bet right now, this time of year right now, I bet it's really neat.
It's really
That's
neat.
A really pretty drive, I bet, too, or ride, because it's so flat and you're going through, even though it's not a forest, there's trees everywhere.
You know, what's amazing is just last night, I don't know why, but I was Googling something, and I Googled the Kate Shelley Bridge, which I thought was there, but it's actually north up by Boone, It's quite a story, by the way, Kate Shelley. She kept, she, over the...
Sounds like an opera singer.
No, no, there was a bridge that collapsed, and she heard it. And her dad had passed away. He was on the railroad, and she crawled across another bridge over the Des Moines River to get to a depot to stop the passenger train from Omaha to Chicago with 200 passengers on it. And she did it in 1874 with a lantern. So they named the bridge after it. It's called the Kate Shelley Bridge.
Okay.
So there's...
That makes a little more sense, because I was going to say, how are you stopping a train these days? It takes forever. I don't know how many miles it takes them to stop, but it's...
So there's a, little history lesson.
Then,
Del Hanke would like this history lesson tonight. But I'm telling you, we had a great time. There was a good band that night. Johnny Carl even showed up.
Couple guys singing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They started out with some Glen Campbell, by the way. I may have given them $20 for a little Glen.
Yeah.
They sang some Mellencamp.
Brooks and D-O-N-E.
Yeah.
I think is what they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great deal. It was Robin Shaw, her sister Kim, class of 79, passed away. So every year they have this bike ride in her, basically in her name, and they raise money for the cancer that she had that she didn't even know she had till 2 weeks before, which is just unbelievable to think. You can see somebody at Summerfest, they look like $1 million, and 3 weeks later they're gone from cancer. I mean, yeah. it was heartbreaking, but it was a beautiful, and then Robin's daughter was proposed to.
Yeah, that was cool.
And we were all there for it, and it was really neat. And
they had the shirts kind of made up accordingly, yes.
And that night it started raining, but one of us has an e-bike.
Yeah.
So I may have put it like in super duper turbo.
Okay, moped.
And I got, but you know, is that thing heavy to put in your car?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. But I got back and we had a great, great man. We beat the rain. Yeah. Did you beat the rain?
Well, we beat the heavy rain.
Yeah. It rained hard that night too.
Yeah, I know.
So if any of the rodcasters listen to here, next year, you should do the ride for Kim. It's
fun.
Great.
It's fun. Yeah.
And if you do, and you say you listen to the Rodcast,
what's going to be the big word tonight?
Free beer. If you say you listen to the Rodcast on the ride for Kim mixture, I'm going to buy you a beer, and you can pick the stop. It can either be, I don't know where we're going to be next year, but you can pick one stop, and I'll buy you a beer. Right. I'll even buy you something like a Monk's Cafe beer. Oh yeah, only Dan would drink Monk's Cafe. I mean, we're Coors Light guys, Tony. Diet Mountain Dew.
All right. Is there anything else we're going to cover on the Rodcast tonight, Dan? Because, I mean, you're running the show here.
So I want one. We're going to be done.
I mean, it's Rodcast, but
so
I
just one more thing.
What?
Let's just, because we're in the World Series now, Dan, who's your pick to win it?
Not really. We're getting.
Well, no, we're in the playoffs. Yeah.
Everybody knows what you mean.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So who are you picking?
All right. From Elkhart, Dan.
I'll take the Astros.
Okay, you got the Rastro.
Oh, so you're supposed to just pick the winner, not picking the who's playing who here?
Rastro.
Who won the, I don't even know, who won the Dodgers-Padres game last night?
1-1.
All right, so Padres won. So I'm going to take Dodgers over Astros.
I'm taking the.
I help the Mariners play.
I'm taking the Yankees.
I help the Mariners
this year because my friend Brent Cameron, if he doesn't, he's going to jump off his roof.
Well,
because he takes things way more serious than even me. Yeah, there are 162 games, by the way. Yeah, I'd like to see them play the Padres.
Are you
going to
take that?
I don't want to. You can have it. I don't want to see the Astros in it. I do like their manager though. I think he's a good dude.
Yeah,
but they cheated. So I don't like them now. And I don't want the Dodgers.
How many cheaters are left on that team?
Doesn't matter. They cheated 2 years ago.
All right.
But the only good thing about the Dodgers is...
Did they lose any draft picks, though?
The Dolphins lost one.
Oh, that's
yeah,
I'm
I
saying.
Know. I know. Yeah, they're just... Yeah.
You knew my
point. Well, yeah, I know what they mean. But here's the deal. The best thing about the Dodgers is their stadium. So on November 17th, I'm going to be in Dodger Stadium.
We're tying it all back to?
To see Elton John.
For the what number time?
Well, Kathy doesn't know it, but I think we're going to go back to back that time while we're out there. We might see three in a row. That'll get me to 57. Then when I go to Germany next year, I go 58, 59, 60, and then hit England on the way home for 61 when I'm 61. That's my goal.
How long is he? When did his last concert?
May of next year.
2023?
Yeah, because everything got moved back because of COVID.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The guy still sounds great. If you don't think he does, find me, hotrod.com. I'll send you a link to his concert. You go, wow. This guy.
I went to the one in Des Moines. How long ago was that? No,
March 26th.
He was great. I love him.
Yeah.
Even though I give you a lot of crap. The guy is phenomenal in concert.
His voice is still good, which is amazing.
His songs are just right up there with anybody.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to go see him in Dodger Stadium, and I'm kind of fired up for it because I'm going to see Elton, Dolphins, Elton.
Do you think he'll wear that same Dodger uniform that he had on back then? Do you think he can fit into that?
But I bet I don't think he can. But I bet you he has some type of a Versace.
Didn't he have some kind of like duck looking?
Yeah, that the duck hat was at Central Park.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of fired up for it because when I go there, no one loses.
That's right. Yeah. That is something to be said about concerts. Unless you go into Ronnie Millsap, then you there's not a W and L. It's just a year you had a good time or you didn't.
Yeah.
I pretty much always have a good time.
I do too. So we're gonna end with this. So, Dan, the one concert you went to that you didn't think you were going to love that really surprised you?
I know that yours is already, right? I think. Unless it's within
life. Going back a long time, but I'm going to say Whitney Houston.
Good for you,
wow.
Dan.
I saw her in Ames with Spitz. Yeah. No, not Ames, Iowa City. Yeah, it was a good one. She's saving all her love for you, by the way.
I got a few, but... I mean, I became hooked on Tom Petty the first time I saw him because I was so damn surprised. And Bon Jovi, I wasn't expecting to love them as much as I did. But Matchbox 20, really freaking, I'll see them anytime they're in the area.
You know what?
They are really good.
All three you said there are like, boom. The one for me, they have this thing called the Carpool Special at Wells Fargo. Four tickets, $25, free pop and free popcorn. In the 200 section, and you know, usually I'll upgrade. I'm going to a concert, like to have good seats. I went and saw Keith Urban. He just blew my mind away.
Yeah, you bragged about him.
I mean, he is just so flipping talented. And the other one I went to was I took my daughter Lorray and her friend and Kathy. We had row two at CY Stevens, and we
Florida,
Amy Grant. And she was,
oh, yeah?
I thought,
that one came out. You would have gave me 100 guesses.
Oh, she was so good. And she was singing some of her songs and she was looking right at me.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did it. Maybe. But she almost reminded me of watching like a James Taylor, the way she would play and talk. I mean, she was great. And Tony saw James Taylor with me recently. And he's still damn good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey.
I liked him better like a few years ago when he had his full complement of singers at the State Fair. I don't know how many years ago that was.
Yeah, that was great.
He's good.
Yeah.
You're not going to go crazy at a James Taylor concert.
And we had Jackson Brown before, but I'm just telling you right now, if you ever go to a concert, don't sit in front of Tony.
Oh, don't bring that.
I'm just going to say don't.
Okay.
Because sometimes Tony like stands up and dances, and some people aren't so fun.
Yeah, some people's elbows.
Yeah, Tony's elbows. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to leave it at that. Hey, the key word is free beer for Kim. That's a phrase.
Oh, okay.
Phrase. Before you nip me
Dan,
on
you
it.
Want, you, Dan, you want... Did you spell it?
Did I get my apostrophe in your?
Rod, do you want the good mic to sign off
here? Yeah. Yeah, give him the good mic.
Hey. Love you, fans, all three of you.
Hey, we're going to have a lot of people chiming in tonight.
All right. Back on the mic. Well, hey, thanks. I hope you guys enjoyed the Rodcast. We will be back probably in December for the next edition of the Rodcast.
We'll have basketball then.
You bet.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. Hey, good night, people.